A man from Ash Flat has been arrested for child sexual abuse. 30-year-old Austin Dakota Miller was arrested Wednesday and has been charged with 3 counts of computer exploitation of a child in the first degree, 3 counts of possession or use of child sexual abuse material, and 11 counts of distributing, possessing, or viewing sexually explicit material involving a child. According to the affidavit, after receiving a copy of the case file and evidence, police identified Miller as a suspect. According to court documents, Miller admitted to exchanging photos and videos of sexually explicit conduct with the juvenile and that they would still be on his electronic device. Miller is being held in Sharp County Detention Center. Authorities in Ozark County are searching for suspects that attempted to steal money from an ATM. Deputies responded to a bank alarm Thursday morning just after 4 a.m. Suspects had forcibly detached the exterior ATM from its concrete mount in the bank's driveway. The suspects attempted to access the ATM but were unsuccessful. When they tried to remove the entire machine from the property, they failed. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is assisting in the investigation and has requested assistance from the FBI. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Ozark County Sheriff's Office at 417-679-4633. A man from West Plains has been arrested after gunshots were fired in Oregon County. Dustin Ivan Jordan Eastland is charged with first-degree assault, armed criminal action, and unlawful use of a weapon. Deputies were called to the Koshkonong Snappy Mart on March 23rd for a reported fight. Eastland then allegedly left the store and went to a nearby residence where Eastland allegedly forced another man to his knees and fired a shot on each side of his head. Eastland's bond is set at $50,000. A man from Thayer was arrested by Thayer police on a Texas County warrant. 60-year-old Matthew Mark Bradley was arrested on a warrant for felony first-degree trafficking drugs, felony possession of a controlled substance, and misdemeanor DWI. He's being held in the Thayer jail without bond. Two Mountain Grove residents suffered serious injuries in a motorcycle accident north of Norwood. The Highway Patrol reports that a 42-year-old man and 41-year-old woman were both injured when the man hit a deer, and both the man and woman were ejected from the motorcycle. The accident happened on Highway E, 10 miles north of Norwood. Both of the injured were taken to Cox South in Springfield. A Fulton County man was arrested for burglary on Wednesday. 43-year-old Jason Allen Willett was arrested. He's been charged with residential burglary, second-degree criminal mischief, and third-degree stalking. Authorities report that Willett has been released. A man from Cave City has been arrested on several charges. 28-year-old Joshua Blake Barrett is charged with third-degree domestic battery, first-degree assault on a family or household member, and 2 counts of endangering the welfare of a minor. Barrett was taken to the Sharp County Detention Center. The Randolph County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man from Reno, Arkansas. 55-year-old Jeffrey Martin was arrested. He's charged with felony second-degree domestic assault and felony first-degree terroristic threatening. He's being held in the Randolph County Jail. Recently, Thayer Superintendent Tanya Woods was a guest on K-Country 95 and talked about a new revenue plan for the school.
There's really only one thing that we could do, and that is for us to start our own virtual school. And when I say a virtual school, it's not for our students at Thayer. The state of Missouri has what's called MOCAP, and that is the virtual schools for the whole state of Missouri, that any kid in the state of Missouri can go to those schools. And there, right now, there's 9 different schools on there that they can choose to go to virtual. So, and here's the advantage to that. And I am not a virtual school proponent. So that, let me throw that out there first thing. I am not for it. But in trying to find revenue without raising taxes, I'll take a chance. And so that's what we're doing. So we will have a virtual school next year through Thayer, Missouri, that we will open up in August. And like I said, it will be open to kids across the state.
We asked her how much revenue this would generate.
Our estimates on that, if we end up getting around 350 kids, will roughly be around $320,000 a month.
You can listen to all of the interview at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.